Uganda's opposition leader, Robert Kyagulanyi, also known as Bobi Wine, was discharged from a hospital Wednesday after undergoing surgery on his left foot. It follows an incident Tuesday evening in which Wine, who heads the National Unity Platform, or NUP party, was involved in an altercation with police and a tear gas canister was fired with fragments hitting his foot. The incident happened in the Wakiso district near the capital, Kampala. Wine was just leaving a meeting at the home of party lawyer George Musisi when Wine noticed police beating, arresting and using tear gas on onlookers who had gathered near the home, according to the lawyer. Musisi says Wine was injured after confronting police who had set up roadblocks near the house.
It's upon the beatings that Honorable Kyagulanyi steps out of the vehicle. And indeed, the intention was to engage the commander. That why are you beating up people? And of course, shortly after stepping out, that's when those canisters were thrown directly in his direction.
Wine is an entertainer turned politician who unsuccessfully challenged President Yoweri Museveni in the 2021 elections. The government has denied accusations it tries to clamp down on the opposition. Lawyer Musisi described the extent of Wine's injuries.
When they did the x-ray, they found that some fragments had hit the bone. That is explained the much more pain than after how the wound even physically looked. But he's certainly in a better condition, he's much stable. He has been discharged, he's at his home now.
Police told a different story. Police spokesperson Russo Kechituma told the news media that Wine had attended a celebration, after which he initiated a procession on departure. Chituma says while authorities advised against it, Wine insisted on proceeding, blocking the road, triggering the police intervention.
The information we got from the officers at that material time was that they saw him stumble while getting into his vehicle. We don't want to get into the arguments of injury by bullet, by a stumble. We want an opportunity for an investigation to prove it, which must be medical and which must go through professional investigators.
Yusuf Serunkuma, a political analyst, says while police should have ensured no one was hurt, most of their actions are out of fear due to the crowds Wine attracts.
Because Kampala is the capital city of political activity, if you can overwhelm Kampala, you've overwhelmed the government. So the government's fear is that even if it's spontaneous and completely unorganized, they worry that it might become something big and they may fail to contain it.
Police have come under attack for what most critics term heavy-handedness, especially when it comes to members of the opposition. Police said during the altercation, three officers were injured after being hit by stones and two of their vehicles were damaged. Halima Othmani, VOA News, Kampala.